You're listening to the Bristol Beats Club. That should come in.
Hit me up in the summertime, when the length of your skirts is just right. Hit me up in the summertime, when the length of your skirts is just right.
Hello, and that was The Other Tribe's Skirts, here on the first ever episode of the Bristol Beats Club.
The very first episode of the Bristol Beats Club with me, Chris Bilko, and...
Myself, Damien Sanchez, broadcasting to you directly from my bedroom.
You're not supposed to tell people we're broadcasting from bedrooms, Chesney.
Anyway, coming up on today's show, we've got an interview with none other than Miles from the Other Tribe, which I'm sure you're all very much looking forward to.
I guess you guys probably tuned in to listen to the interview with the Other Tribe. I'm sure that's why you'd have tuned in, and that's why we're going to leave it right till last. So you're going to skip there now if you don't want to hear the rest of this.
There's our probably monthly feature, hilarious Bristol-based news stories, in which we'll be talking about hilarious Bristol-based news stories.
That's the name suggests. It's fairly self-evident. The Bristol Beats Club is a club of people who like beats from Bristol, and hilarious Bristol-based news stories. Well, that is hilarious Bristol-based news stories.
It's self-explanatory. It's all there. It's all there in the name.
There's no need
for explanations.
No innuendo or anything like that.
And we're going to be talking about a beautiful Bristol-based band called Ceasefire.
I love Ceasefire.
We're a big fan of them. And a cool band called I Am Horse.
A very cool band called I Am Horse. Very excited about that. We'll be chatting about those guys.
And so without further ado, this is Ceasefire with We Will Wake. Ceasefire with We Will Wake on the Bristol Beats Club. They are a band of many great sonic qualities. Great name as well, that's Ceasefire. Not as in ceasefire, as in stop your fire, but ceasefire. Ceasefire as in seize as in swim in the sea, fire. I mean, let's say you were doing a quip little interview on the radio and you say, yeah, check us out, hashtag ceasefire, Twitter, you get it wrong, wouldn't you?
You'd get it wrong.
If you knew anything about spelling, you get it wrong.
Which is actually something we had to consider when we set up our website, the Bristol Beats Club, because...
basically, some highly inadequate Twitter user had robbed the good names.
We couldn't have Bristol Beats, we couldn't have Beats Club. We even went for alternative BBC at one point.
which had nothing to do with anything.
So if you want to tweet us, and we highly recommend you do, or even follow us on Twitter, you can tweet us at BrizzleBeats, at BrizzleBeats.
That's at, not hashtag, we don't, which is something different, apparently.
Yeah. But back to ceasefire, which we went off topic slightly there. Back to ceasefire. Ceasefire, can you tell us a little bit about ceasefire, Dane? What have they been up to? What are they going on to do? Where can the listeners check them out?
Well, you can check them out on home soil this month, Chris, at Start the Bus on the 14th of June. I implore you to go. And they've got a brand new single being released on the 1st of July called Oh Lucifer. It's a bit special. I implore you to buy it as soon as you can. And all in all, Chris, they're not doing too badly. They've in fact even been on the bill at Reading and Leeds Festival.
Ceasefire, of course, played BBC Introducing Stage, Reading and Leeds 2012. After that, they did a few dates with Bastille.
They did, the one and only Bastille. In fact, they come recommended by Bastille.
They come recommended by Bastille, so check them out, guys. Check them out.
So that's Ceasefire, and this is an elaborate and hilarious jingle. Hilarious Bristol-based news on the Bristol Beats Club. Hilarious. And that hilarious and elaborate jingle indicates that it's time for hilarious Bristol-based news. The time of the month where we like to get a little bit serious on your ass. We will be discussing the Bristol news stories we deem to be of the most significance to your lives. I'll tell you one fella who's been in the news quite a lot this month, Chris.
Is it our old friend George Ferguson?
It is George Ferguson, our respected and non-eccentric mayor.
Non-eccentric bar the bright red trousers that he likes to bawl about.
It was written in the Daily Telegraph this month that he was roughed up at the Anarchist Book Fair in Bristol.
I'd like to hear more. What do you mean by he was roughed up at an Anarchist Book Fair?
At the Anarchist Book
so
Fair.
So he's thought mayor of Bristol when he's gone to the Anarchist Book Fair.
Maybe he identifies himself as an anarchist, which is oxymoron of the week.
Rather ironic that George Ferguson would go to the Anarchist Book Fair, but he's there. And surely when George Ferguson turned up at the Anarchist Book Fair, only positive things could have happened to him.
Exactly. I don't think roughed up actually does justice to what happened to him at the Anarchist Book Fair.
Georgie boy, what happened? Come on.
He was... roughed up would imply that maybe he was maybe slapped about a bit, maybe pushed a bit, get out the door, go, you're not welcome. But actually, he was doused in coffee, which is a hot, boiling beverage which could cause serious damage to human skin.
This is the first time I've seen George Ferguson. I can see the coffee take... That's not his normal face, is it? That is coffee all over his face.
Yes, that is coffee on his face.
So George Ferguson, coffee all over his face, he's having a bad day, a bad month, he's thinking, I'll just go back to my home, I'm not going to make any further headlines this month, I certainly don't want to rustle any more feathers.
Well, that's what he thought, Chris.
Because it turns out, not on his way home, but in a completely unrelated incident that just so happened in the same month, he was accosted by a man...
An artist, and this artist was very concerned about parking charges.
as everyone is.
Why wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
And he was also very concerned about democracy, and he thought, well, no, but I might not see George Ferguson again. He couldn't miss him in the red trousers. So he approached him, a crowd formed, because an aggressive conversation ensued between the two men.
He didn't pour coffee on him also, did he?
He didn't pour coffee on him. In fact, he was pretty reasonable and was just demanding answers to very fundamental questions regarding democracy and where you can park in the centre of Bristol and for what price.
So he's there, he's asking his questions. He's saying, whereabouts can I park in Bristol? You know, double yellow, single yellow, broken double yellow. I don't understand it.
It was all very complicated. I think the artist had a better idea about these issues than George Ferguson. And you would think that when the exchange became heated and tensions became frayed, like, who is going to break first in this argument? Will it be the emotional artist? Or would it be George Ferguson, the hardened politician in the red trousers?
I like to think of George Ferguson going on or two sort of serious political meetings.
Yes.
Just turning up in his red trousers. Turning up in his red trousers with coffee all over his face. So George Ferguson stood there in his red trousers and what happened?
Well, it says here in the article, Chris, that he used a four-letter expletive. But fortunately, because we are an independently broadcast and distributed podcast, we are able to divulge what that four-letter expletive was. In response to a barrage of questions from this artist, George Ferguson said, in frustration, "I have answered your questions, now fuck off."
Now, this article is...
I love this article, but for more than one reason.
Of course, it's George Ferguson acting ridiculously, but another fantastic point about the article is the guy that he had the heated exchange with, his surname was Savile. So we were reading up on this in preparation, and I just want to read you some of these comments, okay? Just in isolation, taken out of context, they might mean different things to different people. So here we go, here's the first one. "But Mr. Ferguson said he would do it again if he came under the same amount of pressure from Mr. Savile."
What's so funny about that? "I'm sorry that the mayor has taken it the wrong way," said Mr. Savile. "Mr. Savile said he was shocked to hear Mr. Ferguson had accused him of stalking."
"He said, I've done a lot more than that, mate." And the list is endless. You can have as much fun with it.
And just insert hilarious statement.
Re Mr. Savile. We're not going to say which Mr. Savile. We'll let you work that out for yourselves.
So congratulations on a great month, George Ferguson. Hopefully we'll be talking about you again soon.
So there's one more hilarious Bristol-based news story that we think deserves a shout-out, even though it didn't happen this month. It happened a little while ago. The podcast wasn't alive at the time of this story going to print, but definitely worth a quick sort of mention.
A Bristol man had to go to court because the police had taken some of his property and he decided he wanted it back.
Seems fairly reasonable.
Reasonable, nothing hilarious about that. However, this man went to court to retrieve his massive confiscated porn collection.
Still doesn't sound that hilarious. When you see the picture of this guy, he's what, 70?
Yeah, maybe we'll stick this photo on our blog, on our website.
www.bristolbeatsclub.com, because this guy...
You can check out this peculiar looking man.
Holding, is that his mustache that he's holding there?
He's triumphantly left court in the photo, clutching his beloved porn stash.
Oh dear. So he's about 70 years old. He's been collecting porn for 50 years, you know, since he was 20. The police have taken it off him.
They don't make it like they used to, do they?
No, don't make it like... No, not enough hair these days. So let's hypothetically say I had a porn stash, which I don't. I don't ever look at porn. Yeah, I'm asexual myself. And I know you don't either, Chez, but let's say I did, and the police came and confiscated my entire porn stash. Right, I'd been collecting it for a few years. It was worth a particular sum of money. The police stole it off me. That's fine. Have the porn, take it. If the options are either lose your porn stash or have your face have your face posted across not just local but national media, holding your porn stash proudly, outrageously, outside of court.
Outside of a courtroom.
Outside of a courtroom. I was just saying, yeah, you know what, it's not worth it.
I'm going to cut my losses here.
You can have the porn, you can keep the porn, I can get more. I've got about 3 years left to live anyway. I don't need it.
But public life is over.
This guy's gone, you know what, sod it. 50 years of collecting, I'm going to the press. Proudly, outrageously, sporting a blue sweater with some ridiculous facial hair and his porn collection has posed for a photo that you'll be able to see on the Bristol Beats Club.
Check it out, bristolbeatsclub.com.
We need say no more.
You've just heard some hilarious Bristol-based news stories. Radio 1. And now it's time for another beautiful Bristol-based band here at the Bristol Beats Club. This is I Am Horse with To Western.
Enjoy.
The moon eclipsed you. You were the sun. And although there were hints there'd be warmth in the summer, well, there was none. And as autumn drags its weary heels and the leaves escape the trees, patterns we drew on the sand, they all got washed out to sea, washed out to sea.
The beautiful sounds of I Am Horse on the Bristol Beats Club.
And it was To Western, their track. Beautiful song. I love that song.
It is a beautiful song, and they are certainly Bristol's best folktronic glop hop band.
It's a self-titled folktronic glop hop band, and
whatever that means.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with them.
Whatever folktronic glop hop is, I think I'm a big fan of it.
Fantastic music. You can download their album now via iTunes. It was out March 2013. So log on to iTunes and get that downloaded if you're interested. Are they playing live anytime soon at all?
They are, Chris. They're playing the Thunderbolt 13th of June and then the Totterdam Music Festival 15th of June. And then again in July at the Grain Barge.
Fantastic. So you guys can check them out live. They're the confirmed dates. I guess they'll be playing in and around those dates as well. Or we'll download them via iTunes. And that is I Am Horse, another Bristol-based band.
Yep.
On the Bristol Beats Club.
It's that time again on the Bristol Beats Club. It's interview time. Well, the time has come. The time is upon us where all you other Tribe fans will finally get to listen to what happened when me and Chris had a phone conversation with Miles from the other tribe.
No, it's the time that you've all been waiting for, but it's simultaneously the time that I know I've been dreading. I'd imagine you've been dreading as well, mate.
I certainly contemplated not putting the interview out.
It was the strongest part of the show, but also the weakest part.
Executed very, very poorly.
It was a couple of weeks ago now, wasn't it? And we were just... I mean, we'd already bumped into the other tribe, you know, maybe a week or so earlier at a gig they did in Bristol. And we said, yeah, you know, we do this thing, the Bristol Beats Club, bigged ourselves up. We wanted to interview them for the podcast. Anyway.
This is something we do all the time.
We did big ourselves up a little bit, probably too much. And, you know, a week or so later, we found ourselves just sort of quivering, about to call Miles from the other tribe to conduct an interview, which... neither of us, as you'll find out shortly, have any experience in conducting.
Here it is. This is what happened when the Bristol Beats Club spoke to Miles from the other tribe.
Our very first interview, remember, be nice.
Hello, this is Chris from the Bristol Beats Club.
Hi, Chris.
How's it going? If all's gone to plan, this is a member of the other tribe and you've been expecting our call.
Yes, that's gone exactly to plan.
Well, if you're happy to just crack on, we'll go straight into it.
Cool.
Spot on.
Well, maybe you could identify yourself and tell us what you do in the band, which I understand is quite a lot.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm Miles. I play bass, do backing vocals, and also do a bit of percussion.
There's a fair few things going on in Miles' world on stage, is that right?
Yeah, there's things going on. Everyone's got plenty of things going on. I think James, the singer, is the only person who's doing one thing for the entire set.
Well, two if you include his dancing.
Yeah, true. When you put it that way, he's probably doing that.
But dancing is quite impressive.
The dancing is very impressive. I don't know where he gets his stamina from.
it's
frontman power.
Oh, so all you guys are from... Well, you all met in Bristol, right?
Yeah.
Could you tell us a bit about how you got together? I mean, did you meet at gigs and stuff?
Like clubbing.
Cool. Well, what kind of places do you go to? Maybe.
The main place you would catch us back then was definitely Dojo on a Wednesday night in Dojo, and they used to have Groove on the like weekly house night. You'd pretty much catch us there every Wednesday. That's where we really met. Just had love of cheap drinks and house music.
and presumably a love that still sort of unites you guys now.
Well, yeah, I mean, pretty much our careers now are cheap drinks and house music. We've done really well. We've pretty much made student life into an actual job.
Amazing.
Now, we wanted to talk to you a little bit about your live sets, which I guess you guys are picking up a lot of attention for at the moment. We went to the gig at the Exchange. I think it was a couple of weeks ago, which is obviously where we bumped into each other in the first place.
Yeah.
And that was your first gig back in Bristol for a little while. Is that right?
Yeah. We haven't played in Bristol for a good while, so it's nice to get back in the old hometown.
You coming back anytime soon?
I've got Love Saves the Day Festival in just over a week.
Yeah, a week Saturday.
We've got a live set and two DJ sets that day.
I'm sure the listeners will be looking forward to that.
We hope so.
Cool, man.
You guys are at festivals pretty much all summer, as far as I understand. Is that right?
Yeah. We've got no weekends free.
None.
We have no free weekends all summer.
Yeah, see, I thought about this. I struggle to, you know, recover from one festival. If I had to go to a festival every single week throughout the summer, I can only applaud you guys. That's fantastic.
Well, yeah, it's pretty hard work. We try and stay sober, we do. But, you know, as soon as you get off stage and you get into the festival vibe, it all goes downhill from there.
Yeah. Well, as you say, you still have a love of house music and cheap drinks and... I mean, definitely the house music. There's not so many cheap drinks at festivals these days, at least not in this country. But the house music...
No, but normally when you play a gig, they sort you out a little bit, so you get a few...
You get a crate.
It's enough to keep the vibe going.
that's awesome. So you guys are booked up all summer?
Yep, pretty much, apart from, like, obviously the week. If anyone wants to book us in the week, go ahead.
I suppose you'll be playing plenty of new material.
We've got the new album on the way, so we've got lots of new songs. We've got a couple more tunes about to put in the set, and hopefully by festival season our live set's going to be better than it's ever been. And it's going to be a lot of a dancier summer. Got some proper hands in the air numbers on the way.
Just as a fan, I'm very excited about what's coming from Never Tried. The new album then, is that September, is that right?
That is the aim at the moment. Obviously it depends on how long it takes us to get the whole thing finished and then the production, mixing and mastering afterwards.
It sounds like it must be a pretty hard lifestyle, to be honest with you. I mean, you guys, with between the gigs in the evening, the writing and the production at the same time, you've got a pretty packed schedule. I mean, would that be fair to say?
Yeah, pretty much. It's a really busy schedule. I mean, massive credit to Alex. He does all of the production, pretty much.
No,
he gets a massive shout out because he does a lot more work than the rest of us do with the extra hours at night.
Alex being the guitarist as well, is that right?
Yeah, Alex being the guitarist, the man of Mohawk. Number one tribe member, as it were.
Number one tribe member? What do you mean by that?
Number one tribe member. Well, it's just the amount of extra effort he has to put in with everything. The production, doing all the production, he's the one that makes us sound like we do.
Okay, so Alex is the man, is he?
He's the main man.
He is the man. Alex is the other tribe sound.
Well, I think...
If you write a song and you want it to sound like the other tribe, you take it to him and him only.
No worries, Miles. That's awesome. Like Dame said, off the record, thanks very much for making a bit of time for us today. It's been fantastic talking to you. Hopefully we'll see you very shortly in the future.
That'd be very good.
Thanks, mate. Cheers, Miles.
Be very, very good. Right, in a bit, buddy.
Cheers.
Take it easy, mate.
Bye-bye.
Bristol Beats, supporting new music in Bristol. Bristol Beats.
And that was what happened when me and Chris spoke to Miles from the Other Tribe earlier on this month. Even though Miles is speaking enthusiastically of an upcoming gig at Love Saves the Day, you should know, if you don't already, that this interview happened in the past, that gig is in the past, don't show up for Love Saves the Day.
And I wish you hadn't announced that. I would have liked it just to see, you know, or six other Tribe fans waiting in Castle Park just going... Well, any second now.
Now under normal circumstances, we would play you out with a second Other Tribe song of this Other Tribe special. It's kind of what it is, like an Other Tribe special.
I guess that's what any normal journalistic duo would do, but we're not
like that. So we've got a cheeky little hilarious feature for you before we leave.
I've campaigned against this.
It is true.
That was obviously our first interview, and we were quite nervous. We didn't really know how to act, particularly me.
And it turns out the way Chris reacts when doing an interview under pressure is complimenting excessively the act in question. So
it's bad, isn't it? Just thinking back now, it just makes me cringe.
So I've put together a little piece which I call Chris's Gushing Compliments. Check it out.
Fantastic! You've made a career out of what you love doing, which is absolutely fantastic and something everyone should aspire to. I wish you all the best on such a huge stage for you guys. It's absolutely awesome, mate. Just from the gig that we saw at the Exchange, you know, you guys really did rock it, and just as a fan, I'm very excited about what's coming from Never Tried. I'm sure it's fair to say that you guys all come together extremely well, and you all bring your individual personalities and parts to everything you do. We really do enjoy everything you do.
Oh, thank you very much.
In my defence, I am a big fan of The Other Tribe and Miles from The Other Tribe, and I don't know.
It's a natural reaction, I suppose.
To convey that, when I spoke to him.
So I think it's time that we went to bed.
Wrap things up. Yeah, this has been the first episode ever of the Bristol Beats Club. First of many.
Yeah, feel free to contact us on our Twitter, at Bristol Beats.
Yeah, let us know what you thought. The Twitter's at Bristol Beats, or just give us a shout on the website.
On our website, leave a comment.
which is bristolbeatsclub.com.
Please leave a message.
Please leave a message. If you're not going to do either of those things, we're going to encourage you to do something else entirely.
Perhaps something more crucial.
This really is crucial. And this is the one thing that we want you to take away from the show and go ahead and do now. And it's quite simple. All you need to do is just tweet George Ferguson. His Twitter handle is @GeorgefergusonX.
For some reason.
Which is, you know, worth a mention in itself. But it's @GeorgefergusonX. Tweet him and just say to George, this is the Bristol Beats Club. These guys want you to go on. Let's try and get George Ferguson on our show.
I think if enough people bother him, he'll probably have to do it. He's a politician after all. Or he might just tell us to fuck off.
I think that's the end of the show.
Finally, this is We Should Be Dancing by The Other Tribe on the Bristol Beats Club. We'll see you next month. We don't have to mention that. We're not in the business of factual representations of things. Okay.